Welcome to the Martial Arts Business Podcast, helping martial arts club owners grow, develop, and scale their schools with marketing, retention, systems, staff, branding, social media, and much more, giving you the tools and skills to become a black belt in business. Here's your host, 3 times world martial arts champion, award-winning school owner, successful business coach, and number one best-selling author, Gordon Burcham.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Martial Arts and Business Podcast. Today, I'm joined by an amazing human being who I've had the absolute privilege and honor of seeing him develop and grow over the last few years. So he's done unbelievable things. I'm not going to go into it right now, but you're going to need to listen to this because it's been an incredible journey for him. Please welcome to the podcast, Mr. Graham Todd. How are we doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fucking phenomenal.
What? You were going to say that.
Of course, absolutely. Hey, by the way, it's fucking phenomenal no matter what the storms, right?
Absolutely.
I am full of so many storms, winds, rains, fucking snow, mountains to climb, and new diversions, new fucking planets at the moment. But yeah, it's a crazy time. But yeah, Graham, it's phenomenal to have you here, mate. Really phenomenal. What we like to do on the Martial Arts Business Podcast is really get into we love stories and we love to find out what makes people tick and what gets them to where they are. So I'm going to start. We're going to go straight into it. Let's take Graham back to, let's say, 5 years ago. Tell us about where Graham Todd was 5 years ago. And by the way, when you're listening to this, really take notice of this because this is an amazing story. But where were you 5 years ago?
Probably in the pub. Probably. Running a business, doing my thing, loving what I do with the same partner, same business. But yeah, really into drinking. Drinking was my place. That's where I went. A lot of the people listening to this maybe go to martial arts for their escape. Without realizing it, that's where I was going. So I quit my job like 2011, started my own business, and it gave me the freedom and stuff. So, and you know where I live, because it's not far from where your mum lives. And my local pub is really, really nice. So I just sort of go there and sort of think about things and get thoughts together and do stuff, plan my weeks out, do all sorts of businessy stuff. And I'm like, yeah, this is what business people do. You know, they do their business in the pub. It wasn't actually a good idea. So, two and a half years ago, an event where we first met in real life, where we already knew each other. Not that particular event, but one, many events later, I heard something on stage from a guy called Ed Milet about his father, who was alcoholic, their life, and then spent the rest of his life helping people stay sober. And I was like, holy shit, feels like he's talking about me in 20 years' time. And I was like, I don't want to be that parent. So I actually quit right there in our room. And I never drank ever since. And the difference it's made is mental. It's literally mental and mental.
It's so amazing. And we'll go into them details. What's super cool about Graham is what I love about your story is because I've seen it. I've seen it in action. I've seen many people. And by the way, this is absolutely going to link to martial arts business, my friends. Everything that you're going to hear today links to your martial arts business because this is about success. That's what this is about, creating success. And what Graham has done is create a success in his health and lifestyle. And we all know the person who decides they're going to stop drinking, then starts drinking again, for instance. Or the person who's going to go on the greatest weight plan they've ever been on and starts eating shit again. We all know the ones who are going to start the gym in January and 2 weeks later, they've stopped going to the gym. We all know that. What's impressed me mostly about you, hence why I had you speak at Mabex last year, was I've been watching your journey, I've been watching you unfold, and you've stayed massively true to what you said you would do. And that's very rare. What I've seen and what's been staggering to me, and when you're running a martial arts business, guys, or any business, in fact, the biggest challenge in it all is consistency, is doing what you say you would do. And what I love about you is you set your stall out, you set your goal, you set your intent, but you fucking did it, and you did it every fucking day. Talk to us about your routine. And by the way, like, let's give them a bit of a scenario here. Like, where were you 5 years ago? Tell us about your weight.
Yeah, well,
probably knocking the door 20 stone. So I'm 6 foot in size. So it gives you kind of an idea of what I look like. Massively into drinking, pretty much functional alcoholic, massively overweight. Knocking on the door of diabetes, had gout in one of my feet. I used to actually drink with one foot on a box because it didn't hurt when I did that and still put the beer in there. Just never put the two and two things together. Didn't give a shit what I ate. My fitness power was a non-existent thing in my life. And then I quit. And about a week after that, started working out every single day, tracking my food, drinking water, morning routine, 5 a.m. every morning. And to this day, I'm still doing it, although it is now 4:30 in the morning because I have more to do. But I get up every day, do the same fitness routine, track all my food, drink the right amounts of water. I track it's all about the data. Like in business, you'll know this. You look at the data, the KPIs, and if I don't hit them, why am I not hitting them? So having a routine, having a process to it, not only means you can track it, it means you have to think about it. So I don't get up and go, what should I do today? Like my workouts are planned for the next 2 weeks. My food's planned for the next 2 weeks. Everything's planned and mapped out like my business is. So everything I learned in marketing and business about consistency, planning, KPIs and structure, I've just applied it to my morning routine. So it is absolute military in my life now. And I really enjoy it. I kind of hesitate to say that because some people don't like that. But like, I know when I'm washing my gym kit, what I'm packing, what I'm wearing tomorrow, where my stuff is. Everything goes back where it's supposed to go. My AirPods are charged. Like, I don't leave anything. Who wants to go to the gym with no music, you know? Like, everything is mapped and planned out. So
this is gold, by the way. Some of you will be like, it'll be literally going over your head. But listen to this. And the devil is in the detail. And I love this, by the way, and I'll share why in a minute. But what I love about this is you won't let it slip. Nice. And this is the crucial bit here, guys. He doesn't let it slip. I bet the AirPods are charged in the same place or very much the same place most of the time. Exactly the same place, right? I've seen this before. And it happened to me when I won my world title, my first world title. Absolutely everything had to be perfect. I'd iron my socks on the morning. You know, that's it, if I had an iron. That's how it would be. Fucking ritual, right? And it's your morning rituals. And routine equals results. Massively important. So when you're listening to this right now, it's all right. Yeah, I know, I've heard routine equals results. But here's the thing to understand. It's not what you know, it's what you're fucking doing. This is really important. And what you're doing brilliantly here is you get up and you do the same thing. And we all know, this is not new shit, by the way. What Graham is doing, has done and is continuing to do, is not new shit, but he's fucking doing it. And I really want you to take this on board. How many years ago was it?
2.5.
2.5 years ago, he decided to get fit and eat right and drink water, right? We had to go to the gym. And guess what? He did that. Then he did it again the next day. Then the next day, started to refine it. But did it the next day, then the next day, the next day, then the next day, the next day. And he's carried on that for 2.5 years. That, my friends, and as martial arts, you're going to fucking hate this. For most of the martial arts world, and I've seen it, I've been coaching them for, you know, 9 years plus, come up to 10 years now in the martial arts, as in the coaching industry. I've been in martial arts for 30 years this year. But when it comes to educating martial arts business owners, they're not going to like this. And you're not going to like this as you hear it. Very simple. You fucking all lack the discipline. That's what you lack. It takes discipline to get results. Consistency is actually discipline. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have in droves. Discipline to do what you know you should do, even though you don't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well, motivations, I've got a t-shirt or a hoodie. It says, yeah, discipline beats motivation. And often people ask me, because they're going to go, how do you get motivation to get up in the morning? Every single morning at 4:30 in the morning, it's fucking dark. And I'm tired. And everything into, like, this morning, again, once again, every day, let's just lie in today. No, that's not what we do. Just get up. I've got a mirror next to my bed and I look in and go, this is what we do. I just get up and I go. And I know it sounds bullshit and crass, but it is what I do. And what I've done is I've layered things. So when I started out, it wasn't doing what I'm doing right now. Because if I had tried to do that, I would have felt way too many things. But I've layered. And as I've done like a week of something, I'm like, okay, I got that bit. Let's do another bit and another bit and another bit. Part of me thinks I'm just running away from the pub. I'm adding so many things on top of it now. Like drinking is just a distant memory. Because now I'm more concerned about, shit, how many was... how many litres of water did I drink yesterday? How many grams of creatine am I supposed to be having? My priorities have changed massively, but it's a discipline thing. Everything is discipline. And I tell you what, it's made a difference in my business as well.
I can imagine, Graham, something I'm going to pull you up on, it's not bullshit at all. It's fucking gold. Because people say, if people think it's bullshit, that's their shit. That's because they don't want to face the person in the mirror. You're facing the person in the mirror every single day, right? Mm. You know, then people who go, wow, it's bullshit. No, it's not. You're facing yourself in the mirror. Hardest thing to do is look yourself in the mirror every single day and realise it's all fucking on you.
Well, see, 3 years ago, I hated people like me. I used to see people like me on the internet go, yeah, it's all right for you. Yeah. It's easy for you. I'll probably be this, probably be that.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I've been so open on social media about it, because along the lines, those people pissed me off so much that when I heard that guy on stage, it wasn't an amazing TED talk that changed my life. You know, that was the
catalyst.
It was the end piece. Yeah, it was just the thing I needed to hear. But I'd been annoyed and irritated and frustrated and all those things, because change comes from within. It doesn't come from, you could sit here now and say, oh, I've got this amazing idea. You could just do this. I'd be like, yeah, Gordon, that sounds right. Logically makes a lot of sense. But if internally I'm not on board with it, then I'm not in. And that's why in the morning when you get up, you're like, you can't rely on motivation to get up, and you can't rely on motivation to do all the things in your business. You've got the strong why and all the disciplines and things around it. So yeah it is all about discipline. It's fucking boring, isn't it?
It is. And by the way, I remember my mentor telling me, great businesses are fucking boring. And I was like, fuck, like, as an entrepreneur, you want to make them fucking amazing. Like, you're like, yeah, I want to be creative. I'm a creative soul. Like, I've got energy and I want to do the next thing and the next thing. And now I realize, yeah, great businesses, successful businesses are fucking boring. And that's, so is successful bodies, successful health, everything. Of course it's boring because you're doing the same fucking thing every single day. Yes, you might be refining it. Yes, you might, you know, have a better weight routine. But the same thing is the alarm clock goes off and you have to fucking get out of your bed. You have to get out of your pit and look in the mirror again. And that's the thing that people don't understand. And what was really cool is, and what I wanted to, just because you kind of went over the top of this and I really want to share this, Graham has the same challenges as you all. He wakes up every single morning and thinks, maybe not today.
Every day.
You see, it's fucking cold. It's dark. Maybe today you've been amazing. Your brain will keep tricking you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what, guys? In your business right now, you're fucking doing the same thing. I'll tell you what, I'll start the social media campaign next week. I'll learn Facebook ads tomorrow. I'll do this tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it next week. This is why I've got Graham Todd on here, because you take the same philosophy of what he's done there. And by the way, you look incredible. Like, how much weight have you lost?
It's difficult to say how much fat I've lost, but I'm 3.5 stone lighter.
Unbelievable, right? So he's 3.5 stone lighter. He looks incredible. His body looks incredible. But more importantly, what's been the massive benefits to you? Yes, of course, getting up and being religious every single day, you do that thing. But, like, where else, and this will be interesting, has it made a big difference in your life? As in, yeah, you feel good, but what is that ripple effect, which happens all the time?
There's one word answer to that. Everywhere, because I'm no longer the type of person that goes to drinking to sort my problems out. So now I have to actually deal with them face on. I don't use a drug to hide from it anymore. So I've had to really, you said, come face to face yourself in the mirror. Like, I'm constantly having to deal with stuff. But I would have been like, I'll just have a drink and think about this. And I wouldn't think about it. I'd have a beer and then I'd talk to Dave down the pub. I firmly believe this. I've changed the identity of myself. Yeah. I've changed what I stand for. Mm-hmm. And like you've asked me in here on this podcast, you would not have asked me in here on this podcast 3 years ago. And I guarantee everything that's happened to me in the last 2.5 years, almost every day I could find something that would not have happened had I not been the person mm-hmm. I am today. So in answer to your question, it's changed everything mm-hmm. because I've changed what I stand for. So the morning routine, the fitness and health, yeah, great. When I'm 70 years old, I'll be like, yeah, fucking, that was a good decision.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like, God, everything's different.
Mm.
Like I was saying to Joe, my business partner yesterday, and my partner, I should say, I always say business partner first. It's
I get it.
Slightly worrying. I said, do you realise that all of the team we have now weren't here when I used to drink?
Mm.
Like, my whole team's different now. The whole thing's different. The clients are different. It's fascinating to look around. And there's a lot of people that have quit drinking because they follow my social media as well, which has been amazing. Really weird.
Because you're an inspiration. You inspire people from who you're being, not what you're saying. Mm. This is really, really important, right? What you've done really, really well is you've created an amazing habit. And we're all creatures of habit, right? That's the truth. We are creatures of habit. The question is, what habits do you have? And Graham had here, he had a bad habit. And his bad habit was drinking. The question is, as you're listening right now, what bad habits do you have? As you're listening in right now, just ask the question. You may have a drinking habit that you don't want to admit to. There's, funnily enough, there's something I think you've heard me share before or may not have at Mabex, but it's called AAA every day.
No, I've not heard that. Go on.
And the first thing is, if you want to create a new habit, the first step is awareness.
Yeah.
The first day, you've got to create awareness. You've got to know where you are. What happened to Graham is he was on his journey in life, probably had a drink the night before. I don't know, right? Okay. But he's in an event. And all of a sudden, someone woke him the fuck up, hit him with a baseball bat, not literally, but woke him up to the realisation, fuck me, yeah, I've got a drinking problem, or whatever that is. But that's what you would have thought. You got into your awareness. The second day to create a new habit is to accept it. So you've got to be aware first, and you've got to accept full responsibility.
Mm.
And you can't blame. Because it's easy to blame, right? It's easy to point the finger and it's easy to point away and look at others and go, yeah, I can't. Hence, wow, that sounds great for Ed Marlett. It's okay for him, but you took full responsibility. For things to change, I must change, which is fucking incredible. It's 100% on me. So you accepted it. And then, and this is the final, AAA every day, the final A is a different action. It's to take a different action. And that's what you did. And what you've done is AAA every day, right?
Yeah,
so you woke up, you go, okay, right, I'm in awareness here. I'm going to accept it. You know what? I need to take a different action to get a different outcome. Mm. And that's what you've done.
The posting on social has changed the acceptance as well, because initially I used social media. I posted on Facebook and said, that was about a week later, I said, right, I've quit drinking. I want you to do two things. I want you to take the piss like you would do anyway, because that's going to fucking happen. But I want you to support me in it, because I ain't going back, and I'm deadly serious about it. Within 24 hours, my friend Michael sent me 24 cans of beer.
Of course he did.
Alcohol-free beer, though. So he understood the assignment. He said, he took the piss, but he supported me. But what actually happened because of the social media is I was able to sort of very cathartically put out all of my things that I'd done and all the stuff I wasn't proud of. And here's a picture of me on this night. I didn't do this. And here's what I was using alcohol for. And yes, that's helped a lot of people see their own journey and reflect on themselves and think, shit, I did that. A lot of people saw me as a normal drinker, in inverted commas. I'm like, oh, how much were you drinking? It's a question I get asked all the time. I'm like, I used to binge drink at the weekend, probably, you know, 20 pints, a few bottles of wine. They're like, that doesn't seem like that lot. Like, it wasn't really. It was what I was doing with it and what I wasn't doing because of it. And the fact I planned my entire life around it, that was the issue. But talking about it so much on social media is you know, I've owned it. That was me.
The ownership is massive. And by the way, as you're listening here, guys, you're going to have bad habits, 100%. And it might not be extreme as drinking or drugs or something like that, but it is still extreme because there'll be things where you are holding yourself from yourself back from your true greatness. Because your habits, remember, everything is controlled by what you habitually do and who you're being. And if for things to change, you must change, as we just said. So if you think about Graham here, what he's done, he's used AAA, didn't realise it, awareness, acceptance, and taking a different action. You can do the same, but there was something around you, and I want to get to this point here. Everyone can say, yeah, AAA every day, got that great, or they go, yeah, but someone can hear something, but there's something that spurred you, and there's something, there's a mission, there's something that is your purpose and why. Why? Because there's many people who have given up and started again, etc., whatever that is for them. What was your purpose and why?
I wanted to look good. I had probably one of the final events, and you were right earlier on when you said that you don't know whether I was drunk at the time I made the decision. Yeah, I was stinking hangover that day, final day of EE. But a few weeks before that event, I ran my own networking event. And like I said earlier, I planned my entire life around drinking. That was purely so I could have an after party with my friends from business. So I was smashed, absolutely hammered. Fell asleep in the car park. My partner Joe had to come out, help in the bar, and found me asleep in a car park. And it was, you know, funny, but not really that funny. Wearing all my branded kit, there's photos of me from the event, and I look terrible. And it's the one I share all the time. It's like a side-on view. I'm drinking beer, my beer belly's there, I'm wearing a triple X T-shirt, and look like shit. And that's what's driven me, is like, I don't want to look like that. I look like shit. And I want to walk into a room, a gym, a bar, or a swimming pool, as I do with my daughter now. Like, my daughter's 6.5 years old and she's only just learned how to swim, and that's my fault, because I didn't want to go swimming, because I didn't want to go topless in the swimming pool, because I look like shit. So now I look back and go, well, fuck, all of this stuff was holding me back, and so that's what's driving me forward. Plus, my daughter now tells her teacher at school, daddy's gonna be able to pick me up for the rest of his life, because I've said to her, I'm always gonna be able to lift you up. And she's told everyone, I'm not like, okay, cool, but I'm definitely gonna do this thing. So it's a deep why, and I know it's true, because I'm tingling with emotion and goosebumps by saying it. That's what gets you up in the morning. Yeah, you can watch some influencer on Instagram and go, yeah, I want ripped abs and all this shit. It doesn't mean fuck all. It's like when someone says they bought a Lamborghini and didn't make them happy. You know, you get abs and you're like, oh yeah, it's not really about that though. It's the mission that you're on, and it's why you're doing it. So I've got quite a few now, kind of aligned, but it's always been about looking and feeling good.
And you need that, don't you? Like, when you're in the bed in the morning and you go, I've done 2.5 years, I'm all good today.
I could skip a day.
Of course you can.
I could.
And by the way, and I know this, and I think you just seen me do this, like, since January the 4th, I've got in the ice tub every day.
Yeah.
And I haven't missed it for 7 days since that. You know, we're at April the 22nd now. And I will not get in that fucking tub. Not a fucking chance. And the reason is exactly the same reason here. Because I'm the person, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it. But I have one day off, I'm having 10 days off. That's what's going to happen. Because that's what we are as human beings. You know, I go for a run every morning. Yes, 7 days a week. Why? Because that's what I fucking do. Yeah. You know, I meditate every day. Why? Because that's what I do. And here's the thing to remember, all of us, and this is the great thing, what I love about Graham is, it goes with the philosophy, a Tony Robbins thing that I've sort of taken his thing, and, you know, it was just amazing. But I own his stuff, which is, I am the creator, and you are the creator. Here you were, here you are.
Yeah.
And now, where are you going to be? You know, you're creating by who you're being and what you're doing on a constant basis. And they go in hand in hand. So the being first and doing, being, who am I being? Am I being a fucking excuse maker? Yeah. Am I being a procrastinator? Am I being a whinger, a whiner, an excuse, whatever that is for you? Or are you being a positive person? Are you being an action taker? Are you a trustworthy person? Not with others, but with yourself.
Mm.
If you set your stall out, you do what you say you would do.
And once you lie to yourself, you fucked it. Because if you're not going to tell the truth to yourself, then you know it as well, and you know all day long. I said I wasn't going to do that, but I did it. I said I was going to do that, and I didn't do it. And the discipline and the habits are all great, and yeah, you can build a great body in business with all those types of things. But I think it's the promise you keep to yourself that's really important, and it's the promise I'm keeping to my future self. Like I like the idea that I'm giving tomorrow's version of me a present today. Like I'm doing it today, so tomorrow I can go, yeah, I fucking went to the gym.
I really love that. That's a really great way of putting it.
Because you can do it. And the other thing is, like, you know, you say you've got good or bad habits. Like, we are habits. 60 to 70,000 things a day go into your brain, and you just focus on 6 or 7 of them because you're focused on things. So you can focus on what you want. But most of your life is a habit. You're just doing the same stuff. The way we're sitting now is probably a habit.
Yeah. 100%.
And someone asks you, how are you? And you always say, I'm fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Most people say, I'm great, thanks. Because it's a habit.
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
The worst I say, it's okay, I'm all right.
And that's it. And that's what's people's habits. And so you are your habits. You can change your habits. But it's not as easy as that. You have to do it for quite a long time, which is where discipline comes in. It's 100%. Like, this is how I'm going to do it every single day. And that's why I eat the same food every day. There's no choice. I eat the same food every single day.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
That's what I eat. And occasionally, yes, I'll go out for dinner and stuff. But it just takes the decision away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just easy. It's an easy thing to do.
Yeah. It's so disciplined. It's so focused. And I love how, like, you've changed your life in every aspect. And, like, I love this quote, how would the person I want to become do the thing I'm about to do?
Yeah.
It's just a powerful quote. I remember hearing it. I think it's a guy called Jack Cathcart, personal development speaker. Loved it. Took it from, and this is probably 20, maybe 18 years ago. How would the person I want to become do the thing I'm about to do? What a great saying. Well, I've never heard it before. I've never heard it afterwards. It's the only person I've ever heard it from. But that's what we're talking about here. When you wake up every morning, how would the person I want to become do the thing I'm about to do?
Act now like the person you want to become.
Of course.
You know, if you want to look like that, be like that, do those things in the future.
Yeah.
Do the things you need to do to do that. Now, so whether you believe in the law of attraction or not, I firmly believe that works.
Yep.
You know, you act now like it's already happening.
Yeah,
so if you want a great business, great body, whatever, better partner, better car, act like it right now. Like, whenever I want a new car, I go to the showroom and sit in it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something I want to share with you, Graham. He doesn't know this, but I'm going to share with him anyway. Who you are, how you look, etc., how you show up has a massive impact on what what respect you get from people in business and life. I've known Graham for a long time, and I talked about doing business with Graham a long time ago when he had a bigger belly.
fat Todd.
And interestingly enough, and what I want to share with him is, I didn't, because I didn't have the respect for him, because he didn't have respect for himself.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas we're probably going to go and do business together now for sure, having a conversation, because I respect you for what you've done. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
How you show up with yourself, hence why I invite you to Mabex, hence why you're on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
This is massively powerful, guys, because what you got to remember is you are being judged, regardless of what we say. We judge everybody.
Of course you do.
You know? And
it's a protection mechanism.
Yeah, how you do anything is how you do everything. So how could I trust Graham with my business back then, based on how he doesn't trust himself with alcohol, food, etc.? But now I have no fear. Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't a fear. I'm like, he's going to fucking make it amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I know. I know in my head, because I believe it because of who you are.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's really true, though. I mean, my PT, Nathan, who we both know, that's what he talks about. He says that, you know, your body is a business card.
Mm.
And if you walk around like you don't respect yourself and, you know, take it or leave it, this conversation, but like, if you don't control what goes in your mouth, you're going to control anything else. It's a difficult thing to do. If you can master it, people don't need to know that that's how you've got that body. They just know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know this when someone walks into a room. And that's actually what drove me at the EE event where we first met, and looking at all these amazing people on stage. In fact, you spoke at the first event. Like, who's this fucking guy? He's nuts. He just came on and went crazy. And I was like, yeah, this is cool. But you looked good. And all the other people looked good. Everyone looked good. And I always sit at the front, as you know. And all these people came on, one after another, men, women, whatever, all looking amazing. And I was like, I want to be on stages like that. But look at the state of me. I'm not going to get asked to go on that stage. And so it's...
self-respect, right?
Self-respect and appearance, and you know, people do judge on appearances. Let's just stop bullshitting. Of course you do.
Of course we fucking do. All of us do.
Yeah.
No, yes, you do. Of course you do. We are.
That's I commented on a Facebook ad this week where a lady has said she's annoyed because everyone's just saying she only gets business because she's attractive. And I went, I just want to say I've only commented on this post because you're attractive, but I actually really like the point you've made. So your beauty has driven me to look at your content, and now I'm reading your content.
Yeah.
If you were not as attractive, that might not have happened. So in part, it's true. I get what you're saying, but it's an appearance thing.
Of course it is.
It's just an appearance thing. You have to have a good appearance. Brand is the same. Business is the same. Shop front's the same.
Yeah.
You turn up to a business meeting in a dirty car. What does that say about
you? Yeah, 100%. I think, funny enough, it is so true that, because I've seen it with, there's some amazing bricklayers and carpenters and et cetera, but they fuck themselves up with the state of the car, the state of the uniform. But then, and the other way around, I know there's people within trades who make themselves look really good, but they're shit. But you bet they get lots of work because of how they look. It's interesting, this guy. It's like, you've got to take this on board. So, and that's why this is relevant. So, amazing story. Absolutely amazing. Talk to us about, like, what impact that's had on social media for you, because I'm interested in this, because people love a story, right? They love a story. And what you've done really well is share the story and share the journey, etc. What impact's had that on social media? Likes, followers, views, etc. Because I know you've got into the TikTok realm. I know you've done lots of things. So talk to us about that, because it's like it's amazing.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, as I said before, I use Facebook to kind of keep me accountable and kind of journal. I got to a year of sobriety and was like, okay, cool. I've been sharing it for a year. You're probably bored. I'll stop. Loads of DMs, loads of comments, loads of people saying, I really don't think you should stop. Actually, I've been sharing it with my brother and he stopped drinking. I'm like, holy fuck, I didn't know this. So I carried on. That, just that public sharing of that, has gained me clients, because people are like, want to talk to me about that, and then we do business. I mean, that may have just happened here. It happens quite a lot. So I've got a client at the moment, like a client I consult with, and really great client, came completely because of my journey on TikTok. The TikTok thing has been wild, because I got to this kind of year of sobriety and was like, I just don't want to bore all of my friends, family, and everybody else. And also I need to market my business through there as well. I've always wanted to start from scratch with the social media channel, like I do it with my clients, but I don't always have the free rein to do it. So I was like, oh, let's just start TikTok. Take everything I know from social media, consistency, storytelling, showing up every day, doing the same kind of stuff, same setup, all that kind of stuff, and just chuck it out on there. And went fucking wild. It went viral several times. I had a double page spread in The Sun recently. I've been in News Today in America, and I've had all sorts of stuff.
That's mad, isn't it?
Interviews on podcasts, all sorts. It's been wild, absolutely crazy.
By the way, you wouldn't have had any of that if he still had the round belly. I can guarantee you, write this down yourselves, guys, you get what you deserve. It's massively important, and one that most people don't accept. Where you are in your life right now, you're getting exactly what you deserve. That's one of the hardest hitting things I ever
heard. Painful, isn't it?
It fucking hurts. Some of you want to jump through and smash the shit out of your screen right now, I can promise you that. But it's the truth. And here's the reason it's the truth. Number one is it's the truth because it's the fucking truth. You get what you deserve. But secondly, and more importantly, this is where your power lies, accepting full responsibility. You know, when you pass from childhood to adulthood is when you accept full responsibility for everything that's been and will happen in your life. That's very powerful. But most people don't accept full responsibility. They'll accept some responsibility. What you're doing is accepting full responsibility. You're getting what you deserve. You're getting that because you deserve it. Yeah, I know you interviewed in The Sun. You're in The Sun newspaper. Was it double page spread?
Yeah,
hilarious.
It's huge.
That's hilarious. And that would never have happened.
No.
And it's because you're inspiring people through TikTok and other things that have happened. And in America as well. How cool is that? That's amazing. How does it feel, by the way, to have changed so much in the last 2.5 years?
Right now, it's still interesting because I can still remember. I was thinking about this on the way over, so I thought you might ask me something like this. I still remember what it felt like to plan to go out for a drink on a Friday night, and I can still feel that as a great thing. I still remember that being, yeah, God, that was exciting planning that. But I maintain that planning going for drinking was better than drinking. It was the thought of it that I now actually get by packing my gym bag the night before. So I've replaced it. So it still feels kind of strange because I still feel like two different people. And it's a constant battle every single day to sort of not, because it could easily go back. And I know you mentioned the ice bath. I love an ice bath as well. But I know if I had one drink, I'd have 10. So I'm constantly battling that. But it feels awesome. I feel very proud I've done it. But it still feels very surreal.
Of course.
To be asking, to be answering questions like that, talking about it, putting the content I do out on TikTok, which I get very little hate for as well. Like, where's the haters at anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wanted hate from them.
Yeah, yeah.
The algorithm. But people are like, yeah, this is cool. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this is cool. And I watched some of my content back, and actually, to be honest, I watched a lot of my content back. It's useful. And I'm like, fuck, that's me. Mm. Look what I did. It's mad.
Well, so, you're seeing a new version of yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's still you.
Still new courses. Yeah, that. And I need to ask that question because, like, everyone will think, and like you have before, some of you will be thinking, it's okay for you, Graham. Because you just will, because that's human beings. If they were listening to the podcast right now, absolutely, we all do, right? It's okay for Graham because he did it. He's disciplined to do it. And this is the thing to remember. Everyone that you look up to, anyone who's achieved any success in life, guys, anything that you want to achieve, here's the great news. Someone in the world has done it. And all you got to do is copy the traits of the greats. How you do anything is how you do everything. What a great quote, right? I think it's Nick James. Is how you do anything is how you do everything. Follow the traits of the greats. What I love about getting people like Graham on here is it's not overly complicated, because life isn't complicated.
No.
We complicate simplicity. It lacks the discipline and consistency. That's all it is. Isn't that great that Graham is no different to you? But for many of you, even though you're a martial artist, he has a better body, or he doesn't have a better body, but he has a better health routine. He has better discipline, etc. And that brings me down to, building a business, because this is a martial arts business podcast. Building businesses. Where has this now helped you massively within your business? So where your business was to where it is now. And you talked about it earlier on, but let's chat about that.
It's just my energy levels are insane now. So like I get up at 4:30 every day in a week. So come 4:30 in the afternoon in my office, I should be fucked, but I'm not. I'm like, I'm on it. You know, I'm alive. I don't need tons of coffee to keep me going. I'm drinking loads of water, which is, you know, all of the stuff that I'm doing for my fitness is enabling me to be able to show up a lot. So my business is, and everything in my business is better because I'm better. Because I'm just focused on it more. So when I look at like my approach to answering emails and Slack messages, and everything is compartmentalized and military decision, like packing my gym bag.
Yeah.
So all of the lessons I've learned from fitness, which, you know, you have the benefit of, and everyone listens to this podcast should do, the benefit of fitness is a discipline and a routine, and it's got goals and all that. I didn't have that. I was just running a business without all of that. And there's a reason why most motivational videos show sports people. It's because to be an athlete, you have to be really disciplined and really driven. So what I've done is taken these new lessons from fitness and doing PBs in the gym and all of this kind of stuff and applied it to my emails and my Slack messages and my clients and my sales meetings. And it's all, I'm very confident as well now. Mm-hmm. Like I was confident before, but I was probably a bit more leery confident, whereas now I just show up differently. I'm actually going to a really, really important meeting next week. I'll tell you about it afterwards because I can't really talk about it yet. But it's at this mega, mega, mega place in London. And I'm not fazed by it anymore. Whereas 3 years ago, I'd be shitting it. I'd be like talking myself out of it. I'd be saying, oh, you don't want to talk to us. You've made a mistake. This is not right. Because probably they would have made a mistake 3 years ago. Whereas now I'm like, nah, that's right.
Of course,
that
makes a lot of sense. Of course, they want to talk to me. I love that. Confidence comes from consistency because you build that. Like, and what you're doing is it's building blocks every day, right? So what you're doing is you're building that out. And so in business, clearly it's happened with your team. It's happened with you as a person. You're a leader. And that's the reality. You're a fucking leader. And every single business owner is a leader, but not being a leader. There's very different things. Like, I'm a leader, but who am I being? You have to be a leader. And you be a leader by who you are, how you show up, how you are on a constant basis. This is single-handedly the biggest failures in business is because the leader is not right. I go through challenges as well. When I'm not quite right, the business isn't quite right.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Human being, right? You are a human being. Of course, I'm not professing that I've got it all figured out or Graham's got it all figured out. Absolutely not. But it's the truth. When you're right, everything around you is right.
Do you find you can turn it around quicker?
Yeah, way quicker.
Because
I
used to go into like lulls of weeks when things weren't right.
I'll get to weeks.
We'd lose a client and we're like, oh, fucking, that was it.
Of course, you know, weeks get the razor blades out. Here we go.
But now it's I'm way more focused on stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm actually calmer as well. I don't know if this is a gym thing. Like I go in the gym and, you know, lift shitloads of heavy weight and be on this whole fucking Stairmaster for 30 minutes, which then encourages me to listen to cool podcasts, by the way. But I'm calmer. And when shit goes wrong and the team are like waiting for me to kick off and they're like, why are you pissed off by this? I'm like, life is what happens. Like we sit outside at the desk, you know, that's life.
Life.
There's ups and downs and you actually learn so much in the down. Sometimes I'm almost like, cool, I'm down.
Yeah, of course.
What did I learn here?
Yeah.
What's the lesson? You know, and it's really hard to do. I don't always do it. It's just a different mindset. It's a different kind of view on life than what I had before. Because I firmly believe when I used to drink, I would hide at the bottom of a pint glass. And I wasn't like dealing with anything because I just forgot to deal with it. Mm. And I wasn't like smashed out of my eyeballs. And falling asleep in the car park the last time I ever really got drunk, that was kind of rare for me. I was a pretty good drunk. I was funny. I was a laugh. I didn't make any racist jokes. You know, like a bad drunk. I was just drinking all the time. Yeah. Managed it a lot. But I wasn't dealing with life stuff.
You're hiding.
I was hiding. You're hiding. I wasn't developing.
100%. Yeah. And now you switched it. And by the way, if we're all creatures of habit, what positive new habit can you apply? That's the question. So you created a new positive habit. That's all you did. You replaced it. You replaced it with something positive.
Well, I'll add to that, actually. That I don't think, looking back, I thought my alcohol habit was a bad habit. Mm. I actually thought it was helping me because I was planning my business week. I was stopping having an argument with Joe, my partner. I was hiding down the pub. I was making friends. I was fucking networking. Yeah. It's like it's a good habit. And when I removed it and the law of the vacuum put something else in place of it, I was like, oh my God, life's so different now. Mm. And yes, it could be the clarity from not drinking and all of the great things, you know, you read about and listen about with alcohol. But that habit, I didn't see it as a bad habit. Mm. Obviously, logically, drinking's a bad habit. Smoking's a bad habit. Mm. Vaping's a bad habit. Mm. But it didn't feel like it. I can't be that bad. Mm. So keep looking. You might find there's just something that you're doing that's not allowing something else in. That could then be a good habit.
I do believe in business, and some of you won't like this, but it's the truth. Your health habits affect your business massively. And it's the hardest thing, you know, getting up every... By the way, I'm having some real challenging times that I can't speak about on here, but they're ridiculously challenging. They're probably one of the most challenging in business I've had. I'm in that fucking tub every morning. And there's a reason. Because sometimes I wake up, well, most of the times I'm tired, I'm drained, I've got emotion going on, I've got things I'm thinking about, I've got the next challenge, big ones I've never had to deal with. I don't want to get in the tub is the very reason why I get in the fucking tub.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I go for my run, I walk the dogs, go for the run, get back, get in the tub, meditate. And every time I get in the tub, when I get out, it's 5 minutes of pain, like it's 10 seconds of pain for a day of gain. Mm. And that's the same for us all. Like, you don't have to, like, Graham is not... Yes, he's keeping some consistency, but it's not painful for him all day. It's painful for a small amount of time, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
In the gym, yeah. Painful getting out of bed a little bit, you know, I've got to go again. But then when you get to the gym, you feel
it's
good,
great,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you finish, you feel great.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Then, yeah, you know, you eat your food. Oh, I'd rather have a burger. But you eat that food and feel great.
Absolutely.
Decisions have really been important. And if you think about this, as you are on your day to day, you have choices to make every single day. And it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. And that's the thing, isn't it, when you're on your journey in life. It's easy to do and it's easy not to do. It's easy to eat healthily, but it's easy not to eat healthy. It's easy to go to the gym as much as it's easy not to go to the gym. They're just choices.
And I've started doing it with all the small things because I like you said earlier, how you do anything is how you do everything. Mm. Or how you do everything is how you do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I get up in the morning, I make my bed. It sounds ridiculous, but why wouldn't you make your bed? Mm. And why wouldn't you hang your clothes up? Mm. There are no clothes on the floor of my bedroom. Mm. There is nothing out of place in my room. The chargers are back where they are. The charger for my Whoop and my Apple Watch are exactly where they should be so they could be ready to go again. Mm. Everything is set the same way.
It's great.
Because it's important that stuff is where it's at. Yeah. And I've parked my car straight. And it's just stuff like that matters because you never know when you're going to give someone a lift. You never know when someone's going to come around your house.
Absolutely. You're prepared. You're ready. I love it. Essentially, what came screaming out to me was your standards.
Yeah.
It's your standards. You know, you have set a standard, a high standard of yourself.
Well, my team know. They don't put a cup of coffee on my desk. It makes me sound really good. Like, he's not this bad, right? But when my team make me a cup of coffee, they won't put it on my desk without a coaster because they know I won't accept that. Mm. I don't ever tell them that. They just know that I like my stuff in the right place. Mm. No one uses my stuff because they know I like it in the right place. Everything has its place.
Well, it's your routine, right? It's just a routine. Routine equals results. That's what it is. And you're doing it in everyday life. And I do believe that's important. I do believe habits are part of your everyday, what you do. You know, forming a, you know, being consistent is a daily habit with everything that you do. You know, how you do anything, how you do everything, as we just said. And so, listening to Graham here, guys, what can you do in your business right now to create that consistency? Because here's the thing, consistency brings confidence because all of a sudden now you'll get the results from that and you'll be more confident, etc. Same with Graham, he's more confident, he's going to an interview, he's not fazed by it, it's possibly a big client, whatever it is. He's going to feel confident because he knows he's got his shit together. That's the thing, he has his shit together. That's what it's all about. Graham, what would you say in business like with all the stuff that you've learned from your personal journey and within social media, because you're really into marketing, aren't you, and helping businesses build their business, etc. Like, just shifting gears a little bit here, what would you say is important for a business owner right now when it comes to the online space? Because that's where it's at. I mean, people can bullshit, but that's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
What do you think is really, really important?
I think in the dawn of AI, where everything is easy to just replicate tons and tons of content, you've got deepfake videos, deepfake voices, you know, ChatGPT, or create loads of content, the magic lies in being yourself and the authenticity. It's your content. There's far too much copy and paste, cookie cutter stuff out there, and it's only going to get worse. So my business has grown and improved since I've grown and improved, and the commonality there is the human connection. So right now it's podcasts, it's videos. There's a reason people want to listen to people, and long form content is back because we want that human connection. I think COVID has had a big play in that. I think it removed a lot of that. It stopped a lot of that, and people were desperate to get back to it. So with your social media and your content, you've got to put yourselves in there, your people in there.
Yes.
I look at analytics on websites, and this will paint the picture perfectly, I hope. I look at the analytics and I look at the top pages, and it always surprises people that the top pages are the team page and the client page. So they want to know who they're working with and who you work with. They want to know who the people are involved in the business. That's what they're interested in. And you said that just now, you know, as I've developed as a person, you're more interested in doing business with me. That's what you need to put out on your social. TikTok, for example, the best content to put on TikTok is piece to camera, no filters, no dicking around, no fucking Alex Hormozy captions. It's just proper stuff. It's just you. Don't try and overcomplicate it. It's the real life stuff.
Yeah,
that's where it's at.
I love that. As you know, I'm very authentic in who I am. I don't give two fucks.
Go live and go.
Absolutely. What I love is this: it's bringing personality to your business. And actually, you're absolutely right. I think we must all embrace AI. I think it's here to help. Definitely. To help you massively. But nothing beats that personal touch. Nothing beats that personality connection. I totally agree with you. And as a business owner, you're absolutely right. I think there's two things that are challenging right now from my perspective. Number one is those who don't embrace personal connection are going to fail big time. Okay, I think it's hugely important. People are following people's stories, who they are. They buy into the person. I mean, the classic example, Richard Branson was way ahead of his time, wasn't he, when it came to personal brand.
Yeah.
And actually, as a business owner right now, you've got to be a bit like Graham. He got up one day and just decided to exercise. Gave up drinking and decided to exercise and eat healthily. You can do very similar in your business. Pick your camera up. Go live with you in it. If you're fucking scared of it, do it again and again and again. Just like Graham did.
You'll just get better.
You'll get better and better and better. It's bullshit. Like, don't limit your beliefs on your own bullshit at the present. Like, that's crap. That is. You can do, be, and become anything.
Yeah. I started my first workout. I used 2 house bricks as dumbbells. So I didn't have any weights. Right. And I used my toolbox as a step up. And that's all I had.
There we go.
Push ups. That was it. Sit ups on a dirty floor with an old mat. That's where I started. Now I've got 2 gyms.
Yeah.
But I didn't start there.
I love this, by the way. Do you see, there's no excuse. He made a decision and he didn't need all the technical shit. Picked up some fucking
some
bricks.
Broken trainers and
do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it's all about. That's commitment right there. So you could say, yeah, I need the BBC in. I need to get this person in to do my... No, you don't. Pick your fucking phone up. That is fucking good enough. Bring them around and just say, hi, I'm here. I'm just talking. People don't give a shit. They care about the person. Let them buy into you. So you go.
Now's a good time to do it too, because the algorithms, TikTok, also lead driving the change here is they want the authentic front camera stuff. They don't want 4K video stuff. TikTok doesn't want 4K video. No. Spotify doesn't want 4K video. That's real life stuff.
Yeah.
So you're shooting this on a smartphone. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's it. It's much better. People believe it more.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
We're in that. Is that really Piers Morgan? Is that really Andrew?
So true.
We don't really know anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, oh,
yeah.
Is that like, I was watching a video the other day and it was like an Asian female DJ who's a famous DJ, but it looked weird and her eye moved funny. I was like, fuck, it's a deepfake video. It's really, really good. And I went to the comments and it fucked most people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually people caught on. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, of course.
The distrust time.
And that brings where you bring your authenticity and realism to it. You're going to win hands down because people go, that's what I want. It's fascinating. I love it. So number one is that, not bringing your own personality. But secondly, and this is, for me, the biggest disruptor that's going to that people are not really talking about. I truly believe it. Everything is going to be far too easy. It's going to be too easy to run a business. And the reason I share this is because I think the simpler it becomes, the less people will do it. Because we're born into a world of complexity. So it's like, oh my God, I need to work hard for money. I need to work hard in my business. AI, like people go, oh yeah, AI is shit. You know, all this stuff, virtual reality. Well, you are going to embrace it or you're not. And all it's going to do is make things easier. But a lot of business owners are going to struggle with that because they're going to want to make it complicated. And so number one, being the personality. Two, they're not going to be able to embrace the simplicity. It's going to be so simple to run a business. Because the thing is, I'm going to be speaking to Graham. It's easy to do content. It really is. It's not that difficult. However, the personality side, the elements, the little bits that they're going to bring into that will make it far better. That's massively important. So in business right now, if you're not embracing social media properly with personality, is massively important. And if you're not embracing the new age of AI in the right way, or because I know that Graham will be as well, or even just learning about it and then using the bits that are important.
Oh, we're all learning about it. I mean, where AI sits for me is I heard a guy talk about it the other week, you automate the mundane. You take the mundane stuff out of the way that kind of drags you down. And you know, you and I both know this in business, you get those shit jobs that you've got to do, but it really drains your energy, mentally takes you out. You've got all of those tasks happening anyway, and so do your team, and so do everything. So if you can automate a lot of that stuff, which most of us do, hopefully anyway, lots of accounting software and tools and things like that. But AI is going to be able to take out a lot of the other mundane stuff. So I actually just talk to AI and come up with content. I'm actually running an AI workshop next week, which I built with AI. I just had a conversation with it for 2 hours, and I was like, right, here's the things, here's my customers, and built it around that way.
That's what I'm talking about, you know.
And then you can take all that content and use the baseline, but then you bring the human being.
Absolutely. 100%. That's what AI is all about. You're exactly right. Take the weight, then bring in your because now you've got more energy, right? You're not drained by doing all the small shit. I love it.
Did you know what to start with? If you have played with it, it's draining to start with.
Like,
the fucking things, and they just don't get you and stuff, but it's the amount, it's the data you put into it. We could uncover too much here, but that there is effort involved. There's effort involved in anything that's meaningful.
Of course.
It is worth it. But I would say, just to finish on that point, that if you get on it now, you will be ahead of most businesses, because most people I speak to ain't touching it.
No.
Or they're just dicking around with it and they don't see it and they don't understand it. And it's like, you need to get on board with it now.
Yeah.
Like most people should have done with Bitcoin.
Get
on board with it. This isn't going anywhere. The exponential growth of this will be huge.
Oh, it's the biggest shift, isn't it?
It's the next internet.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% it is. 100%. I totally agree with you. Give me 3 tips that you would give to people when it comes to building a business, building a better health, wealth, etc. Like, what would you give me your top 3 things to becoming a better version of yourself?
The first one has to be, you've heard it before, but I'm saying it again, so you hear it again, because this is what I needed. You need something to aim for. You need a goal, but then you need little goals along that goal. Because I could have said at the start, I need to lose 4 stone, and that's actually what I did say, or 3 stone actually. And that didn't happen overnight. So you need little goals towards that big goal. Then obviously you need to look at your environment. So if you're going to be a fit and healthy person, what's your environment? 2 house bricks was cool at the start, but I couldn't continue doing that. I needed a better environment. So I cleared out my garage. I bought some gym equipment, and then eventually I changed my gym. And then I changed my gym again when I wanted to level up. So your environment is massive. And I'm talking about your screensavers on your phone, your desktop, your desk, your bed, your car, your podcast. What comes on automatically in your car matters. You know, shit like that really does matter. I wear AirPods in the shop, so I don't have to listen to small talk in the shop. I don't want bullshit in my head anymore. So your environment's huge. And then, of course, your habits and consistency is just, you are your habits. So I read a book a long time ago called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Great book.
It's my Bible. Habit stacking. Build a habit, get it right, stack another one on top. Or put a habit you want to achieve in between 2 habits you've already got on board, and off it goes. You know, it's the secret to life, really. So.
Graham, it's been great to talk to you. Great to have you on the podcast. Where can people get hold of you if they want to check? There'll be people, no doubt, this is listened to around the world. So where can they get hold of you? What's the best course of action?
Just head to Spaghetti Agency. That's our website. And you'll find all our socials on there. There's my Instagram, YouTube and TikTok and stuff on there.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Been great to talk to you, mate. Really, really good. Loving, well done on an inspiring story. And the biggest thing I take from Graham is his absolute unbelievable consistent, persistent and tenacity to get where you are today, and it's definitely been an inspiring journey. So well done, mate, and looking forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks for listening to the Martial Arts Business Podcast. You can follow Gordon personally on Facebook at Black Belt in Business. Also, join our free Facebook group, Martial Arts Business Mastery Community, for some great advice, tips and support on building your martial arts empire. Keep learning, developing and growing, and you will become a black belt in business.